You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Being Alone by Guardian Singles, and we have got Guardian Singles' wonderful drummer Fiona in the studio. Kia ora, Fiona. How
are
you?
Good.
It is very nice to have you in here, hot on the heels of Rock Lottery on Friday.
Oh my God, yeah.
Tell us
Saturday,
a little bit about...
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, Saturday. God, brain.
My body is still sore from it.
For anyone who was listening to the show on Friday, we spoke with Jonathan from The Beths and Fen from Lips about the Rock Lottery situation, which was basically 25 musicians thrown together in random combinations of bands in the morning.
Yeah, 9 a.m. we all met up at the APRA offices. We names were drawn out of a hat, created five bands. They're like, right, go off. And we had till 5 p.m. To write three songs and a cover. That was the goal, and every single band came up with three songs and a cover.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome.
And it was high quality. It was like, calm down, guys. Like, everything was, every single band was amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It was like challenging, but also just lols all day long.
Which, as all good things should be, really,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You want to feel stretched, but also like you're having a very good time. You guys did an AC/DC cover, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. And that song, that's already like a 5-minute song and has a 3-part bagpipe solo in
it. Incredible.
And we were like, you know what? I think we want to add an extra like synth solo in there and stretch it out to like 7 minutes. Why not? Like,
why
we're
not?
Just turning the knob. What other chance are you going to get?
Literally
to do
when?
That,
so. How did you guys do the bagpipe solo?
We had two keyboards in there. So
mint.
Yep, yep.
Oh, that sounded like a really, really fun night.
It's amazing.
All for Music helps as well, which is awesome as organization. We are talking about other fantastic gigs that are coming up in Tamaki Makaurau, particularly Te Hiri Hiri, The Spark, which is the Matariki 2021 rock and roll situation that is happening this Friday, the 25th of June at Whammy Bar. And this is all presented by Whammy Bar and 1 to 12 Records. Tell us a little bit about what is this gig? What's it all going on?
I'm so beyond excited. This is the brainchild of Kim at 1 to 12 and APA from Creeps Parlor Records in Wellington. And it's all of the bands have Māori people in them. And for me, especially, I've been overseas for 15 years and just been so far away from my culture and everything. And connecting the two, like my heritage and my just rock and roll, which is just so part of my soul, is just so awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing way to celebrate Matariki, but also that, you know, punk spaces, rock and roll spaces are Indigenous spaces. They are Māori spaces, and they are because we're there. And I think it's also just a good way to remind people to see that visually as well. So, yeah, I'm so, so excited. And we got, like, a little crew together, and it's, you know, based on Manaakitanga and Whakawhanaungatanga, where we can just be together and hang out. So we're going to do, the day after the show, the Open Cafe are hosting us. This Boil Up crew is coming in, and we all get to hang out and just hang together, which musicians, we were just talking about before, musicians don't get to do much debrief and just be around each other.
And also be around each other in a space that's not necessarily a sweaty bar at, you know, 11 p.m. on a Friday when you're all working, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really special thing. And as you say, to really affirm, like, the indigeneity of those spaces is so crucial in a country like New Zealand as well. I am really curious to ask you, Fiona, because you have been overseas for ages. You've been tour managing bands like Hines, huge, you know, Spanish rock band. You've also been playing in Vivian Girls and doing heaps of amazing stuff with these, like, international acts. What is, I guess, some of the biggest things for you about coming home, coming back to New Zealand and playing music here again? Have you felt like a shift or a change, or how's it been for you?
It's just been so amazing. It's just like perfect timing as well. One of the artists I work with, Mitski, as well, and she was, I did her last shows, and she was kind of wrapping up. She's like, that's it, I'm having a break. And it was, I mean, she just knew, like, right before. It was like perfect timing. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had a break in a really long time.
Yeah.
And so my mind was, after that, like, my mind was switching into that, and I was visiting home, and it was actually because this, didn't think about this, but I was doing a Romi Romi course when I was on holiday here, a traditional Māori massage, because I'm also a massage therapist, and started doing all my whakapapa with my auntie, and just, I was just like, man, I'm really missing New Zealand. And that made me change my flights. I had a tour booked with Hines over, and that 3-week period of when I changed my flights was when COVID hit.
Crikey. Oh my gosh.
So I just stayed. I never had to do quarantine. I just sent for my stuff and everything just, like, fell into place. So it's felt perfect. That shift of pace is perfect. And I had the band, which Guardian Singles started as a project while I was here on holiday. So it only, we've been together for, like, I think four or five years nearly now, but really only for 3 to 6 weeks at a time. Really only before this year we'd been together for maybe 4 months in real life. So it's so nice to actually be able to focus on the band and be drumming again, because I was tour managing so much.
And I mean, drumming is I mean, all music making is, like, incredibly cathartic, but there is something so, like, amazing about watching a drummer just, like, shred.
Oh, and this band too, I get to do that. Like, that's, I'm just like, fully out in this band. So, because every band is so different that I...
Totally.
And I actually love playing in bands that I'm a fan of, and it sort of changes how I play. But this band is definitely more, like, my style
I mean, and so that translates when anyone who's ever been to a Guardian Singles show, you literally cannot not move. Like, you're in there and you have to move. It's literally impossible to do anything else.
Hectic.
In the best way. There are 12 bands playing this Friday. Two stages, one room, no gaps. If anyone's ever been to a Whammy show where this is the case, it's so much fun. You kind of, like, just, you just roll with it all night. Upper Hutt Posse is playing. What the heck?
I know.
That is insane. You've also got Nah Noise, Dick Move, Guardian Singles, as we've just been talking about, the Tape Wolves, Hallelujah Picassos, Darts, the Golden Geese, Tender Moonlight, Roy Irwin, King Ketchup, and King Kaiju. This is insane.
Hane Tufari-san, Rob Tufari, is, like, our kaumatua who's been working with us the whole time, and he's going to do some poetry and stuff in between the bands. And
that's amazing.
We're starting off probably with like a blessing and a porfetti, so it's going to be amazing. So come early for that too.
That is going to be a really, really special night. There are still some pre-sale tickies. I think it is $35. Jump on Under the Radar. But yeah, don't sleep on this. It's going to be a pretty special evening. Fiona, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Other exciting Guardian Singles news is you guys have been signed to a flash new label.
Yes, to Trouble in Mind in Chicago, which is one of my favorite labels. Yeah, they saw us play the Live to Air Gone Fest thing during COVID here that we put on at Whammy. And so the record is being re-released. It was first put out by Taylor, who does a show here, who does Freak the Sheep.
Shout out Taylor.
His label Moral Support, and then got picked up for them. So it's being re-released at the end of July. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll have some more records around soon.
That is very exciting. Well, we're going to listen to Can't Stop Moving, which feels very fitting given this excellent gig on Friday, and we'll see you there.
Awesome.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.